Today's daf is Vachim daf Lamed Tes, and we're going to begin from the two dots in the middle of daf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. So Shavuos night, we began the fourth perek Masechtas Vachim, which picks up where the other three prakim left off, and that is the sugyas of Avodas Adam, specifically the halachas of pigol. But the Mishnah began with a machloikis b'shamayim b'salam. We know that different karbanas required a different amount of zrikos, stating that Beis Hillel says that any carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach Achitzoy, b'diyevet, if all you did was one zrika, matana achas, the halacha is the person is going to get kapara. The basar is going to be mutal achila, the emurim are going to be mutal akhtara. Beis Shammai agrees. He argues, however, with one detail. He says that it's true for all karbanos, with the exception of the karban chattas. The karban chattas that was born in the Mizbeach Achitzoy required, even b'diyeved, not one zrika, but it required two zrikas. So the Gemara now is going to discuss, according to Beis Hillel, once you bring the first zrika of a karban chattas, the next three are technically extra. But at the same time, they are zrikos. The katchila, the Torah says, you're supposed to do four, not only one. So how exactly does halacha view those other zrikos? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, shalish matanos v'chatois, the other three matanos, the other three zrikos, hazois, all the same. The other three zrikos of the karpin chatos that was brought in the Mizbeach Achitzoy, that according to Beis Hillel, it's only a din lekatchila that you're supposed to do them, but b'diyeved, you don't need it, because you already got kapara, you got ritzoy, everything already was accomplished with the first, einam bayis palayla. Despite the fact you don't need to do them, but they're still considered avoidas in the sense that you can't do it at night. Avoida has to be during the day, these have to be during the day as well. Uba'ois la'achar misa. However, the halacha is that although chatas shemesu baleha l'misa asla, it's halacha l'moish misinai, that a karban chatas whose owner died, you can't bring the carbon chatas. These three zrikas you're allowed to do despite the fact that the bala carbon is not alive anymore. If a kohen would take the dam that was from this chatas before the three zrikas were done, after the first one was done, and he would do the zrika bachutz, he would have a regular din of alo aschutz, he would be chayav. Meaning, on some level, we look at it as an avoido. It's Einam bayis balayla and a mailam b'chutz chayv. But at the same time, although ordinarily a chatas shemesu balel, but misa asla, over here it's bayis lacha misa. So on some level, we look at it as a regular zrika. On another level, we do not. Amar Rapapa said, yesh mem ki tchilas v'yesh mem ki soifer. Rapapa had it a little bit differently. Chutz, as relates to the halacha of chutz, v'layla, the idea that avoida can't be done at layla, zaros. The fact that a zar can't do an avoida, klisharis. The fact that it requires a klishar, it's keren ve'etzba. The fact that the zrika of a chatas had to be on the corners of the mizbeach, the etzba, it had to be done with the finger of the kohen, kibos. The halacha is that if dam chatas goes on the beged of a person, you have to wash the beged. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch that the Torah discusses of how you treat a beged where dam chatas, davka chatas, not oila, not asham, but davka dam chatas goes. So as it relates to the halachas of kibos, vishirayim, the fact that if these zrikas were done, anything left over in the kais would have it in shirayim. Kid chilason, it would have halacha of chilason. Meaning, the other three hazois, despite the fact that they're not ma'akiv, are treated like a zrika that's ma'akiv. They're treated like the first hazah with regards to the aforementioned halacha. Misa, it's ba la'achar misa. Loi sharya, those three zrikas are not matter anything, because everything became mutter with the first zrika. Loi mafagli, you can't have a machshav as pigol. V'loi aile l'gavoy, additionally, there's no psul pnim kisayfan. It's treated kisayfan, literally, it means it's treated like shirayim. The point is, those three zrikas do not have the halacha to do the aforementioned. So whereas Rabbi Yochanan had a short list, Rabbi Yochanan just mentioned three things. With regards to two of the halachas, we look at the three hazois as if they're the first hazah. With regards to the other halacha, we don't. Rabbi Papa had a much more thorough list. And Rav Papa said, Yeshmem kitchilasan, Yeshmem kisayfan. Again, kitchilasan, with regards to some halachas of a karban chatas, we look at the dam that's after the first, before the other three, as if it's tchilasan, as if no zrikas were done yet. Meaning, we look at it as the first zrika with regards to many halachas, but at the same time, with regards to many halachas, we look at them kisayfam, we look at them as the dam of a carbon, where all the hazayas were already done. In other words, we look at them as dam shirayim. Rapapa said, how do I know? How do I know what? Sarashi says, even though Rapapa mentioned about 10 different halachas, but the halacha that the Gemara is going to discuss is the halacha of kibos. So again, dam chatos that goes on a beged, the halacha is the beged now requires kibos. You have to wash the beged. And Rapapa said a chiddush that if you have a carbon chatos that had to be brought on the mizbeach hachitzah, where according to Beis Hillel, once you do the first rika, once you do the first hazah, you're done. You already got kapara. If dam afterwards, after the first, before the other three, would go on the beged, the halacha is you would have to do hazah. Says the Gemara, Omer Rapapa, how do I know that? The time we learned to the Mishnah, Nitz Minat Savor Ala Beged. If dam went directly, dam chatos, from the neck of the behemoth onto a beged, ain't it on kibos? There's no halacha of kibos. Min ha-kered min ha-yisoid. If the dam went from the kered, meaning after the zrika, or min ha-yisoid, after the shvicha shirayim, there too ain't it on kibos. So dam chatos requires kibos, but only if it went on the beged at a very specific time. If it went directly from the behemoth onto the beged, there's no din kibos. If it went onto the beged after it was on the kered, meaning after the zrika, or after the shvicha shirayim, after it was on the yisoid, there too, it doesn't require. Said Rapapa, I'm going to make a deal. It says min hakeren einay tan kibos, hamin aroy the keren tan kibos. It sounds like if it wouldn't physically be on the keren, even though it, as long as it's roy to be on the keren, that would be enough for it to be, require kibos. Now, after you do the first hazah, the chatos, the leftover dam is still roy the keren because the katchila there's a mitzvah to do the other three. It's true you don't have to do it. It's not matter because the boss is already mutter. It's not mechaper because the kapara was already attained. But at the same time, it's royal karen, and it sounds like only min ha-karen there's halacha that you don't need kibbutz, but min ha-royal karen, it sounds like the halacha is you do need kibbutz. So you see clearly that even though the first hazal was done, still there's a din kibbutz. But the Gemara says, l'tamech, if you're going to make a diok from min ha-karen ein eitan kibbutz, zoysoy meres min ha-royal karen ton kibbutz, then you have to make the same diok of the next line in the Brayse. It says min ha-yisoid, it sounds like if it's royally aside, meaning all four hazayas were done, it's at the point where the din of this time is to do shvicha shirayim. It sounds like at that point you would need kibos, but we know that's not true because ashi yaziksiv prat luzeshe kfar huzo. It's clear that kfar, once the zrikas were already done, there's no din kibos anymore. Elamai min hayisoid is not a diuk. You can't say min hayisoid prat royally aside, because we know that even royally aside doesn't require kibos. If that's the case, then you can't make the diak from min ha-karen either. You can't be medayik. It's only min ha-karen that doesn't need kibos, but min ha-royally karen does need kibos. Or, alternatively, if you want to make the diak, the only way to make the diak, says the Gemara, is by saying Hamani Reb Nechemya. You're going to have to tell me that the Braisa is going according to Reb Nechemya. Family into the Mishnah. Reb Nechemya, Oy Meshir Adam Shor Kivim B'chutz Chai. Reb Nechemya holds a big chiddush. He holds that Shvicha Shirayim with regards to certain halachas is an avoida. So till now we've always assumed, we've taken for granted that Shvicha Shirayim isn't an avoida. You can't have a machshava shloy l'shma b'shas Shvicha Shirayim. You can't have a machshava pigel b'shas Shvicha Shirayim. It was a Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel. That's always assumed to be the pashas. There is a shittas Reb Nechemya, however, who holds that if somebody would bring the Shirayim b'chutz, he would be chayav. The Gemara assumes that if, according to Reb Nechemya, if you do the Shvicha Shirayim b'chutz, you're going to be chayev, then maybe you can say that if you take the Shirayim and it goes on a beged, maybe that'd be halach of kibos. So if you want to make a deal in this Mishnah, min hayisoid ein eitan kibos, ha min haroyli yisoid taten kibos, the only way to make it work in Svara, logically, is if you tell me it's Reb Nechemya. Because really, we have a braisa that says, prat lezesha kfar huza. But we also know there's a Reb Nechemya that holds that even after the Hazah, even after it was Kfar Huzah, there's a halacha of Halas Chutz. So maybe Reb Nechemya would hold, just like there's Halas Chutz after the Hazah took place, maybe there's also going to be a halacha of Kibos after it took place. But the Gemara's Kasha is, and this is the way Rashi explains the Kasha, that Maman of Shach Rapapa doesn't have a Raya. Because even if the Mishnah is Reb Nechemya, then you see that according to Reb Nechemya, the halacha is that even Shirayim requires kibos. Now, if Shirayim requires kibos, then after you do the first hazah, before you do the three hazahs, avadi you're going to need kibos as well. We don't paskin like Reb Nechemya. Rapapa wasn't saying as halacha libid Reb Nechemya. Rapapa was saying halacha. saying his halacha, ali b'dehilchasa, but we don't pass k'lachot nechemya, and the shvicha shirayim is not an avoida, so if you're mailo the shvicha shirayim b'chotzi, you're not going to be chayiv. But at the same time, the other three hazois of the karban chatos, even though technically they're superfluous, the shiori mitzvah, but at the same time, it's still considered a hazah, so that if you didn't do those hazois yet, the dam is considered dam chatos, that requires kibbutz. And his raya was from a Mishnah. But if you're going to prove from another part of the Mishnah is going according to Reb Nechemya, there a papa's raya falls off. Because avad according to Reb Nechemya, the halacha is that that dam requires kibos. Even the shirayim requires kibos. Bottom line is, tainas the gemara, l'chur, the only way to understand that Mishnah is alibet Reb Nechemya. And if that Mishnah is going according to alibet Reb Nechemya, then Reb Papa would seem to have no raya. But the gemara really hits the pause button. And the Gemara says, could you say that that Mishnah is Reb Nechemya? Meaning, you want to say that min ha keren ene ton kibos ha min aroy le keren ton kibos. Min ha yesoid ene ton kibos ha min aroy le yesoid ton kibos. Aye, who holds min aroy le yesoid ton kibos? Presumably Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya never said that. Reb Nechemya never said that there's a halach of kibos on Shirai. What Reb Nechemya said was, hamay le shirayim b'chutz chay. We're making the tushta. We're saying if Halos shirayim b'chutz is chayiv, then it makes sense that that dam is considered dam chatos. If you're ma'ilut b'chutz, you're chayiv. So at the same time, you're going to have the halach of kibos. But the Gemara says, I don't even know if that's true. Because even the shamad the Reb Nechemya blamed in halach. Midid havi avar muftar. But sure, Reb Nechemya holds that if someone's ma'ilut the shirayim of a carbon b'chutz, he's chayiv. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the dam is dam, because you see, even Evarim Uptarim, if you're Maila Bachot, ordinarily you're Chayiv. But in your Kibbutz Mishamale, do you know that Reb Nechemya holds that dam Chatas of Shirayim, you can have the Loch of Kibbutz? The Gemara says, in, yes. Just like Reb Nechemya holds that Hamaila Shirayim Bachot is Chayiv, so too Reb Nechemya is going to hold that the Shirayim of the Chatas requires Kibbutz. Vatanya Benichusa, a Raya from a Braisa. Dovim Matunim Nisoid. Dam that requires Yisoid, also known as Shirayim, Dam whose din is to go to the Yisoid. Three halachas. Number one, Tu'un and Kibos. Number two, Machshava Mayelos Behen. If you have a Machshava's pickle during the Shvicha Shirayim, it's a Machshava's pickle. And third, Vamayla and Bachutz Chayiv. If you do it Bachutz, if you Shefech the Shirayim Bachutz, you're going to be Chayiv. V'dom ha'neshbach ha'ma'ama. What about Dam that went to the Amma, that had to be pour down the drain, dam posel, in tunan kibbutz, the in machshava mayalos ben, the maila and bachutz, potter. So the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting dam that required yisoid, shirayim, and dam that was posel, dam that required yisoid, three halachas. Tunan kibbutz, machshava mayalos ben, a maila ben bachutz chayiv. Dam posel, in tunan kibbutz, the in machshava mayalos ben, the maila and bachutz potter. Says, man, shamu lidom a maila and bachutz chayiv. Who's the man that holds that shvicha shirayim bachutz is chayiv? Reb Nechemya. It's Reb Nechemya. The ka'amar, tunan kibbutz. And one of the three things mentioned was tunan kibbutz. So clearly this b'raisa is Reb Nechemya, because it says, hamaila, dam that's tunan yisoid, also known as shirayim bachutz is chayiv. And it says in that same b'raisa, dove matuna yisoid to unin kibbutz. You see, according to Reb Nechemya, just like it's Amayla Bahem Bachutz is Chayev, so too, the halach is that it's Ta'un Kibbutz. The bottom line is, according to Reb Nechemya, Shirayim is Ta'un Kibbutz. That price that Papa brought is obviously going according to Reb Nechemya. As a result, there's no raya that Aliba de Didan, the dam that still has a din to do the other three hazois, is going to be Ta'un Kibbutz. But the Gemara says, this price right here, is it so poshit to say that it's going a little bit to Reb Nechemya? We have to understand this brisa. I mean, there's some other issues with this brisa that's going to force us to say a whole other pshat in this brisa, which is going to end us in a place where you're not going to have a raya from this brisa. That Reb Nechemya that holds that Amayla Shirayim B'chutz is Chayiv holds that Shirayim of a Chatos is Ta'an Kibos. How so? Says the Gemara, U'machshava Mayelos Bahen. What were the three things the brisa said about Domim Matun and Yisoid? Number one, Hamaylem Bachutz Chayiv. Number two, Teunin Kibbutz. Number three, Machshava Mayelos Bahem. There's no one on the planet that holds that you can have a Machshava as Piggle B'Shah Shicha Shirayim. But Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Yotsu Shirayim Akhtar Seh Murun Shem Akhven Esak HaParish Shem Machshava Mayelos Bahem. So clearly the Braisa does not mean Shirayim. Now it says Dama Matuni Yisoid, so it certainly sounds like we're talking about Shvicha Shirayim. The Gemara is going to address that in a second. But the point is, you can't tell me that the Braisa is meant to be taken literally. Thus, it's from the Chemya, we have a ride from the Chemya said as Halacha regarding Kibbutz as well, because you can explain two out of the three. three things. You can't explain the third. The Braisa says machshava mayelis ben. There's no way machshava is mayelis b'shvash shichashirayin. So the Gemara says, what do you have to say? Kitanyahi b'sholish matana shabachatos. L'chur, you're going to have to say that the Braisa is not referring to domim hatun and yisoid in the sense of where the din right now is to pour it in the yisoid. Shirayim. We're not talking about shirayim. We're talking about the gimel matanos shabachatos. We're talking about after you did the first zrika, you have three zrikas left. And that must be what we're referring to. And we're saying that those three zrikos, or the dam, before you do those three zrikos, have a halacha of tunin kibos, hamayla mamachutz chayev, umachshav mayels. But the Gemara says, yachi tunin yisoy, the karen asli. How do you just touch the words of tunin yisoy? It's not tunin yisoy. It goes on the karen. So the Gemara says, ema nitan in yisoy. What it means is that after you do these three zrikos, the leftover dam is going to have to go on the yisoy. So it's a daichik, but we don't mean damim hatunin yisoy, but danin that are nitan in yisoy, that are going to fodder yisoy. That after you do those zrikos, this is going to be a din yisoy. But the Gemara says, it didn't help us. Because umachshav mayels, man, could you have a machshavas pigel during those three hazois? That was right at the beginning of the daf. The Mishnah already said it. That's clear. The halach is you can't have a machshavas pigel b'shas the three hazois. Everybody agrees. So again, what exactly is this braisa talking about? You have to say the braisa is talking about shirayim, but shirayim not of a carbon that was brought in the mizbeach hachitzain, but rather shirayim of a carbon that was brought in the mizbeach hapnimi. And the shirayim of a carbon that was brought in the mizbeach hapnimi, there already you could say all three halachas. You could say tunin kibus. You could say machshava mayelas behen, and you could say a mayel b'machutz chayev. Rashi says, like the man dama that holds that the shirayim of the pnimiyim were ma'akvi. But the bottom line is, again, the braisa is talking specifically about the shirayim that went on the mizbeach hapnim. So we're not talking about the shirayim of the mizbeach hachitzayim v'hamani Reb Nechemyeh. We're not even talking about the shalosh hazois of the chatas that went on the mizbeach hachitzayim. We're talking about shirayim. Dabim matun and yisoid should be understood literally, but specifically the shirayim of the carbon that went on the mizbeach hapnimi. Now, if that's the case, avol bedamim, says the Gemara, hachitzayim mai potter. So what's going to be the halacha then of the shirayim that went on the mizbeach hachitzayim? Potter. Meaning, you're not going to have all three of these halachas. If that's the case, when the braisa compares and contrasts dam, that's ton yisoid, That's ton kibos with machshava mayelas ben amayla b'machutz chayev. With dam, that's ain't ton kibos, ain't machshava mayelas ben, and amayla b'machutz potter. What were the two domim that the braisa compared? Domim atunin yisoid and domim anishpachin la'amah. Frank the Gemara, geshmak akasha. Why do you have to jump from dam that went on the yisoid to dam that went on the amah? We can stick in the same sugya. Let's talk about dam that was ton yisoid. And let's compare the dam that went on the mizbeach ha'pnimi versus the dam on the mizbeach ha'chitzen. Ad the tani dam manishpachin la'amo lif like v'lisni b'didah. The medvar ma'amur b'dam ha'pnimim. Avol b'dam ha'chitzen. But if you tell me the whole ratio of the price is only true by dam ha'pnimim, then if you want to contrast, just contrast between dam ha'pnimim and dam ha'chitzenim. Why are you jumping to dam pasul? So the Gemara hamani Reb Nechemyeh. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because we want the price to work even according to Reb Nechemyeh. The amash yari adam shekriven b'chutz chayev, who holds that even shirayim that went on the mizbeach hachitzayin, the halach is hamaylam ben bachutz is chayiv. If that's the case, below masne le tlasa pturi, lade tlasa chiyuve. You can't compare three chiyuvim versus three pturim. Because although it's true that for sure one of the three chiyuvim you'll have potter by the mizbeach hachitzayin, because loy mefagla for sure by the shirayim and the mizbeach hachitzayim, and maybe even ain't ton kibos. But if the brice is going to work with Reb Nechemyeh, the halacha is not true that amayla b'machutz is potter, because Reb Nechemyeh holds amayla b'machutz is chay. So the reish of the brice was discussing the shirayim that went on mizbeach hapnimi, and there's three halachas regarding the shirayim that went on mizbeach hapnimi. Number one, ton kibos. Number two, machshava mayelas ben, because the shirayim is ma'akiv. And number three, amayla b'machutz chay. We want to now contrast that with dam that doesn't have those three halachas, doesn't have any one of those three halachas. Had we picked the shirayim that went on the mizbeach hachitzayin, you could have, according to the Rabbanon, said that all three of those chiyuvim that I just said are, in this case, going to be potter. But it wouldn't work in Koin Trev Nechemyeh. Because Koin Trev Nechemyeh, at least one of those three would be chayiv. Because if someone's ma'ilah shirayim b'chutz, even of the mizbeach hachitzayin, the halach is going to be chayiv. And we wanted to pick something that has tlasa p'turi, where all three chiyuvim of the reisha in the seif are going to be potter. So we picked dam pasul, where all three are potter, even according to Reb Nechemyeh, aliba to everybody. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that Rapapa said that dam of achatas that was born in the mizbeach hachitzayin, after the first hazal was done, The halacha is, if the dam would go on a beged, it would be ton kivos. Even though this dam, with regards to certain halachas, is treated already like shirayim, and shirayim of a dam of a chatos that goes on a beged doesn't require kivos. This is not shirayim, even though you got the kapara, but you still have to do three azayis. And even though those three azayis aren't active, it doesn't matter. The halacha is, you're going to need kivos. He said, "Mino, mino, how did I know that?" He learned it from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that if the dam was already on the Karen, and then it went from the Karen onto a bag, that ain't ton kibos. It sounds like min haroi the Karen. Ton kibos. Oh, so it's a mefurish haraya. As long as it's right the Karen, even if it's the three hazais, at that point you're going to need kibos. But the Gemara said, if you're going to make the diuk from min ha Karen, prat l'roi the Karen, read the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, min ha yisoid ain't a ton kibos. It sounds like min haroi the yisoid. You are going to be ton kibos. Meaning, even after you did all the hazayis, you're still going to require kibos. Nobody holds after you did all the hazayis, you require kibos. Once you do all the hazayis, the leftover dam is what we know as leftover dam. It's known as shirayim. Nobody holds shirayim as ton kibos. So the Elamai says, well, what are you going to have to say? Hamani Reb Nechemya. You're going to probably have to tell me it's Reb Nechemya. No, once you tell me it's Reb Nechemya, so you have no raya. Because according to Reb Nechemya, shirayim needs kibos. Of course the dam before you did the three hazayis needs kibos. We don't pass it like Reb Nechemya. Reb Papa wasn't coming to tell me that halacha according to Reb Nechemya. Reb Papa was coming to tell me that halacha according to Rabbanan. The bottom line is, you have no raya from this mission. Then the Gemara nitpicked. The Gemara said, is that true that according to Reb Nechemya, shirayim of the chatas chitzayin is ton kibos? All Reb Nechemya said was, if you took the dam and you were mailed b'chutz yigrebi chayif, he never said anything about kibos. Mar says, what do you mean it's a mefurish b'raisa? The b'raisa says, damim atunin yisoid, hamailu b'machutz chayif, and tunin kibos. It's obviously Reb Nechemya, because he's the one that holds hamailu b'machutz chayif, and it says, tunin kibos. But the Gemara, after going through this b'raisa, came out that that b'raisa is not talking about dam that's ton yisoid in the mezbech achitzayin. We're talking about dam and pnimiyim. It's a whole different halacha. It has nothing to do with Reb Nechemya. Rather, the Bryson wants it to work with Reb Nechemya. That was the last detail that the Gemara said. But the point is that halacha is not Reb Nechemya's halacha. So what we're left with is that even Reb Nechemya, we don't have any information, would hold that the shirayim of the chatos chitzoyna would require kibos. Now, if it's not Reb Nechemya, so that means the Mishnah that Reb Papa started with isn't Reb Nechemya. Okay, if it's not Reb Nechemya, then it's nobody. Meaning what we're left with then is the original kasha. And that is that if you're going to make the diuk min ha-keren, prat l'roi min ha-keren, you have to make the diuk min ha-yisoid, prat l'roi l'yisoid. And that's not a good diuk. So the bottom line is that memonavshach, either the Mishnah is Reb Nechemya, in which case Reb Papa has no raya, or even Reb Nechemya the Mishnah doesn't work with, but then we're left with an obvious kasha on Reb Papa. If you want to make a diuk from min ha-keren, prat l'roi min ha-keren, you have to make a diuk min ha-yisoid, prat l'roi min ha-yisoid. That obviously is not a good diuk, because on this side, even Reb Nechemya doesn't hold that the halacha is that shirayim of achatas is ton kibos. Bottom line is, Reb Papa shtukel Torah falls off. Reb Papa has no raya from the Mishnah. Ravina says, no, I disagree. Reb Papa does have a raya from the Mishnah. I'll explain it to you as raya. Min hakeren mamash. Reb Papa understood that when the Mishnah says, nites min hakeren, ein ton kibos, it meant literally from the keren. Thus the diak, min haroy le keren. Ton kibos. That's where Papa was coming from. When it says minah yisoid, it doesn't mean minah yisoid. It means minah royli yisoid. Meaning the Mishnah's minah yisoid doesn't mean literally minah yisoid. It means minah royli yisoid. So the Mishnah's not saying minah yisoid any ton kibos. Ha minah royli yisoid ton kibos. Just the opposite. The Mishnah's saying min haroyli yisoid any ton kibos. So minah keren any ton kibos. Minah royli yisoid any ton kibos. But the diak is so glaring then. Minah royli keren ton kibos. Even if it's only the last three hazois, so you have a clear raya that the last gimel hazois would require kibos. I'm only a tachlifa bar gozal ravino, but told Ravina, how did Reb Papa really know to learn min hakeren prat l'roi min hakeren and min yisoy that it means min haroi l'yisoy? Keren he understood literally, and yisoy he meant min haroi l'yisoy. So he told him, "Hi, mai," because there was no other way for him to understand. Hash to roi l'keren am redoi roi l'yisoy mi baya. Because otherwise, if min hakeren meant also min haroi l'keren and min yisoy means haroi l'yisoy, then we're redundant. Because once you say roi l'keren is ene ton kivos, obviously roi v'yisoid is ene ton kivos. It's mechal v'sayimana. If when it's roi v'keren, if after the first zrika it doesn't have a din kivos anymore, then after the fourth zrika, certainly it doesn't have elo min ha-keren mamish, min ha-yisoid, min ha-roi v'yisoid. Bottom line is, Ravina was able to make Reb Papa's raya work, excel. So before we go weiter, and really start a new sugya that's going to go right into tomorrow's daf, just one ha'ara. That is, so we concluded the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah mentioned this idea that even though there's a concept of minyan zrikos, minyan hazois, but at the same time, b'di'evit, you don't have to do all the zrikos. How many zrikos do you have to do? According to Beis Hillel, any carbon that was burned on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, all you had to do was one. Kol anitonen al Mizbeach HaChitzayin, shenasa b'matana achas kiper. According to Beis Shammai, that's true for all the zrikos, with the exception of the chatas. The chatas that was born in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and it's not enough to do one. What you would have to do is two. And the Gemara brought two mekoros to Shitas Beis Hillel, and specifically to this machloik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The first one was, it says in the Torah, when the Torah talks about the chatas yochid that the Nasi brought, and the chatas yochid that an ordinary yochid brought, whether it's a kispa or a seira. So the Torah says, v'lokach hakoy midam achatas betzboy, v'nosan al karnos hamizbech. And the Torah repeats it three times. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing whether yesh em lemikra, yesh em lemisairis. Beis Shammai holds yesh em lemikra. It says the word karnos three times. Karnos is pronounced Lashon Rabbim. 2 + 2 + 2 = 6. There's 4 kronos, so 4 on the mitzvah. The other 2 are Shina, Hakasav, La'akiv. That's how you know the 2 are Ma'akiv. Beis Hillel holds Yesh Eim L'Mesayrus. I mean, the Beis Hillel holds Yesh Eim L'Mesayrus. 2 of the 3 times that the Torah says the word kronos, it actually says it chaser. It says it with adavav. So it's not 2 + 2 + 2, but rather it's 1 + 1 + 2. You have 4. If you have 4, maybe none of them are Ma'akiv. So the Gemara said 2 terutzim. Either Kapara b'chila yashkichon. There has to be at least one that's going to be ma'akiv. This was the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Alternatively, the Gemara says, Beis Hillel holds a chiddush, ahani mikra v'ahani mesayris. Beis Hillel doesn't have a pure sheet of Yesh Eim L'Mesayris, but rather he somehow merges the Yesh Eim L'Mikra and the Yesh Eim L'Mesayris. The Yesh Eim L'Mikra Mesayris tells me that it's not 6. You can't go completely based on the mikra. But then again, ahani mikra, the Yesh Eim L'Mikra tells me that it can't be 4. What is it? If it's not 4, because there's a Yeshem LaMikra, and it's not 6, because there's a Yeshem LaMesayrus, then obviously it's 5. And that's how Beis Hillel has the Shita of 5. There's only 4 Kronos, one of them is extra. That the Torah Chazer, Shina, Kosov, Akiv, and Kachin. Bottom line is, one would be Ma'akiv. So according to Beis Shammai, 2 are going to be Ma'akiv. According to Beis Hillel, 1 isn't. But the Yisoid of Shita's Beis Hillel, in the first Mahalach of the Gemara, second Mahalach was Vechiper, that was the Gemara of Lamed Chasam and Aleph. But according to the first Mahalach of Beis Hillel, it's based on the fact that it says the word Karnus in the Torah 3 times. Twice it says it chaser, once it says it mole yesh em l'mesayrus. The problem is that if you open up a Sefer Torah and you look at the 3 times that it says the word karnos in the Torah, all 3 times the Torah mentions the word karnos, it actually mentions it chaser. There's no karnos in the Torah that's mole. All 3 psukim, vayikra, Perik dalet pasuk chafei, vayikra perik dalet pasuk lamed, vayikra perik dalet pasuk lamed dalet. All 3 karnes that the Torah mentions, the Torah does not say the word karnes mali. All 3 are mentioned chaser. And at first glance, it would seem to be a pella. Beis Hillel is learning a halacha based on the fact that it says karnes twice chaser and once mali. Yesh. Now, according to Beis Shammai, it makes no difference, because you don't go based on the Mesayrus anyways. You anyways go based on the way it's pronounced. So whether it's written mole or chaser, it's pronounced mole. So you have 2 + 2 + 2. But according to this, all the Hosea Shem and the Mesayrus, you're going based on the way it's written, so you have to open up a Sefer Torah to see the way it's written. The Gemara is assuming that it's chaser, chaser, mole. That's not the way we have it in our Sefer Torah. The way we have it in our Sefer Torah is actually chaser, chaser, chaser. Emes is that there's a Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara makes a drasha from a word mavira. The context isn't important. And Tosfos over there, Shabbos Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, Dibur Amasko, Ma Viram Ksiv, says Tosfos, Hashas Shalonu, Choylek Al Sfarim Shalonu. Tosfos says something unbelievable. Tosfos says that the way the Gemara brought this pasuk, it's clear that Hashas Shalonu, Choylek Al Sfarim Shalonu. That the Gemara had a different girsa in the Sefer Torah than we have. Because we don't have Mavir on Ksiv the way the Gemara brings it. Rav Kiveg over there on Gilyan HaShas, which might be the longest Gilyan HaShas in Shas, Rav Kiveg over there brings a whole list of cases where you can technically make Tosfos comment. Where the Gemara brings a Pasuk, and it was clear that the Gemara had a different girsa than the Pasuk does. Bring a Rambam Ahava. It might be up there. Where the Gemara brings a different girsa that the Pasuk has. One of the cases that Reb Kivega brings is this Gemara right here. He brings it not from Zvachim Lamed Zayin. He brings it from Sanhedrin Daf Dalet. I am Masha, but Sanhedrin Daf Dalet Amid Aleph Pirush Rashi Sham. The Bekizba the Yochik Ksiv Karnes Mole. Says Rav Kiva Eger, Sefer Torah Shalanu, Ksiv Chaser. If you look in our Sefer Torah, it doesn't say it Mali. In our Sefer Torah, it actually says it Chaser. But again, interesting that another case that Rav Kiva Eger over there brings is also something that was mentioned in the Gemara, Daflam Zayin Amud Beis. One of the cases that the Gemara always brings in the sugi of Yeshem LeMikri, Yeshem LeMesiris, is L'taytafes, L'taytafes, L'taytafes. So we know that there are four parashiyos in the, there's four batim in Tfilin, and it's learned that according to one man the Amar, because it says L'taytafes, 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 twice chaser, meaning two times there's no vav between the fe and the saf at the end of the word. L'taytafes chaser. Once it says a mole, Yeshem the Mesiris holds that it's chaser, chaser, mole. That's how you know four by. If you hold Yeshem the Mikra, it's based on something else. Tat bekasvi shtayim paspa afriki shtayim. And Tos already brings, Rabbeinu Tam was matmir. Rabbeinu Tam said that the svarim meduyakim, the Sefer Torah that were written properly, like siv l'taytafes klal. None of them say l'taytafes. They're all chaser. That's essentially this kasha. They're all chaser. And Rabbeinu Tam muches. So Rabbeinu Tam says that maybe we understand the Gemara wrong. We always thought that the Gemara means that one time it says l'taytafes malay with a vav between the fe and the saf. Says Rabbeinu Tam, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe what it means is that one of the l'taytafes that I mentioned in the Torah, it says u l'taytafes. There's an u, and the u l'taytafes is what we're dashing. Alternatively, Tosfos says that one of the taytafes has a vav between the two tesses. Tess, vav, tess. Maybe that's what it is. And even though taitafa is with a vav, without a vav would be chaser, it's leimayav leimarit, but it could be it's goyrim and maisif and vidarshan, like we had in the sugi of Nishbach not so long ago. But the bottom line is, ayin sham taisvis. Rabbi Kivega, when he goes through his list over here of examples, where you find this idea, this is one of the examples that he brings, the taitafa as well. But the bottom line is, it's a palace you have over here, where Rabbi Kivega says that this is a one of his many, many examples. To quote Tosfos and Shabbos, Nehemiah Beis, that Hashas Shalonu Chaylek Al Sfarim Shalom. So we mentioned the Shavuos night. We spoke at a piece from Rav Dessler, but the income of Kamil Harach. But just one ha'ara that's worth mentioning and chazering. So we've spoken out many times, many, many times. We've spoken out the Chiddush of the Shagas Ari. The Chizkinach brings in a mitzvah taf tariyag, mitzvah taf reish yudimo, but the im beis medrash beloy kamach chiddush. That is, we know the last mitzvah in the Torah is mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. Shagas Ari says a Chiddush. Shagas Ari says there's no mitzvah today to write a sefer Torah. Why not? Says the Shagas Aryeh, because the Rambam says that the only time a person is becoming the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is if you write a Sefer Torah kil chaser. Meaning you have to write a kosher Sefer Torah. If you write a pasul Sefer Torah, even though it has all the tayyak mitzvahs there, but if the Torah wouldn't be written the way a kosher Sefer Torah has to be written, the halacha is that the Sefer Torah would be pasul. One of the halachas, the Rambam says, that are necessary for a Sefer Torah to be kosher, is that you have to make sure that there's no chaseros and there's no yeseros. You have to make sure the Sefer Torah is not missing even a letter, and you have to make sure the Sefer Torah doesn't have even an extra letter. Said the Shagas Aryeh, the Gemara says, Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that today anan loy bekiyim bechaseros v'yeseros. So says the Shagas Aryeh, do the back of the envelope arithmetic. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write a kosher Sefer Torah. One of the halachas in a kosher Sefer Torah is chaseros v'yeseros. We're not talking in chaseros v'yeseros. So obviously, there's no way for us today to be able to write a kosher Sefer Torah. That's the Chiddush of the Shai Gesari. The emes is, the Chassam Sofer doesn't quote the Shai Gesari. But the Chassam Sofer in Neir Chaim, Sivin Nun Bey, says the same Chiddush of the Shai Gesari. He said it to the Shoyl who wanted to know, if you're going to write a Sefer Torah, when are you supposed to make the bracha? See, the Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. You have to make a brachas on mitzvahs. You want to know, when should you make the bracha? Should you make it after you write the Sefer Torah? Birchas HaMitzvahs are supposed to be over Lasiyas. Should the Sofer, before he writes the Sefer Torah, before he sits down and he writes the Beis of Bereishis Bara Alikim, should he write it? Should he make the bracha then? That would seem to be way too early. It's going to take a very long time to write the Sefer Torah. So maybe you should write it, the Shoyl thought, before you write the last word, the Lamed of Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Bottom line is, some Sofer tells the Shoyl, I think the whole Hanach is a mistake. I don't think you make a bracha when you write a Sefer Torah. Why? Because the only time you make a bracha is if you know for sure you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. I don't know if we know it'd be mekayim the mitzvah. Because in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to write a kosher sefer Torah. In order to write a kosher sefer Torah, you have to be baki b'chseres v'yaseres. V'anan loy b'kir b'chseres v'yaseres. So the Chassam Sofer said, mamish the Shai Gesari is tight. Shai Gesari said it with regards to go have a chiyuv. The Chassam Sofer said that even if you're writing the sefer Torah, you can't make a brachas on mitzvahs. Because if you're not baki b'chseres v'yaseres, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, there's no way for you to go ahead and write the sefer Torah. Now this raya, this makar, that the Shagas Aryeh had, that we're not balking chseres v'yaseres, is a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there was discussing that the Rishonim were called Seifrim. Why were they called Seifrim? Shehayu Seifrim kol oisei shebetayr. They used to count all the letters in the Torah. They used to say the Vav in Dichon is Chetzin Shal Oisiyah Shal Sefer Teretz. The midway point of the Oisiyah is Dorash Dorash Chetzin Shal Tevis Vizkalach Shal Psukim. A whole list of almost fun facts. Obviously, that's not what they are, but you know, just trivia. You want what's the middle letter in the Torah? It's the Vav of Gichin. The Gemara says, "Boy, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef wanted to know the Vav of Gichin. Lahaykisu Lahaykisu. Is it the last letter of the first half of the Torah, or is it the first letter of the second half?" So the Gemara says, "Let's go count." So the Gemara says, "No, you can't count. You know why? Because we're not booking Chaseris V'Yaseis." Shagasayis says, "Before the Gemara, that we can't count today the Oisius in the Torah because we're not booking Chaseris V'Yaseis. If that's the case, he came up with his chiddush that there's no mitzvah to see for Torah b'zman hazeh." But the Michas Chinuch Kiyudua vehemently argued with the Shagasayis. Michas Chinuch said, "There's no way in the world. There's no way in the world that we don't have a kosher sefer Torah today. Chalila, how can you tell me we don't have kosher sefer Torah?" I, the Shagasayis, seem to have made a good chashbon. Zok the Michas Chinuch a chiddush. Now, when the Gemara says Anan Loi Bekim V'Chaseris V'Yaseiris, what the Gemara means is that we're not baki in the Chaseris V'Yaseiris that have no relevance in Halacha. So, for example, the Vav of Gichon, even though that's not what the Gemara was saying, but the Vav of Gichon, whether that Vav belongs there or not, doesn't really matter. And being that it doesn't really matter, that's the type of Chaseris V'Yaseiris that we're not baki. Aharon, sometimes it's written Moli, sometimes it's Chaser. Michas Chinuch says, "I've seen it both ways. It doesn't really matter. When Aharon's Moli, Aharon's Chaser, it means Aharon HaKoyin, and there is no relevance in Halacha. Such Chaseris V'Yaseiris, the Gemara suggested, Anan Loi Bekin, and that's why the Gemara said, there's no way to bring out a Sefer Torah now, and go count the letters. But as it relates to Chaseris V'Yaseiris that are Negei Ala Halacha, such as the Sugis of Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemsoiris, Karnois, 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 Lotaitophis, 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 Avada we're Baki, Avada we're going to be Baki in those letters. There's no question that. And says the Michas Chinuch HaChiddush that when the Rambam says, say the Torah has to be written with the proper Chaseris V'Yaseiris in order for it to be kosher, it means the Chaseris V'Yaseiris that impact Halacha. Those Chaseris V'Yaseiris were Bakin. It's true the Gemara says you can't count the letters because they're going to be Chaseris V'Yaseiris that have no relevance to Halacha. But as it relates to Chaseris V'Yaseiris that are relevant to Halacha, that were Bakin. As a result, at Vadit, Pashi, you could be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, even Mizman Hazeh. I think the Ha'ara that you have to ask on the Michas Chinuch is Tosfos Shabbos Daf Nun Hamed Beis with the Gilyan Ashas, all the Gilyan Ashas is Ha'aras. It sounds like there were Chaseris V'Yaseiris that maybe impacted halacha. I mean, you have to go through each one, but that impacted halacha with Teitafos and Karnos are two that immediately come to mind. That it would seem that on some level, Anan Loi Bekin. I mean, Tosfos says Ashat Shalanu Chaylik Al Asfarim Shalanu. So you see clearly that on some level there was some sort of discrepancy. But Ein Beis Medrash Beloy Chiddush. That is, I saw in the Ramshek in his Sefer on the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's a mitzvah, Tav Reish Yud Gimel, again, it's the last mitzvah in the Torah. So he brings the Chiddush of the Shagasariah, that the Shagasariah says, because we're not bucking Chaseris V'Yaseiris, there's no mitzvah to see Sefer Torah B'Zman HaZeh. And the Maram Shik says it can't be. Talk to Maram Shik, I the Shagasariah's Cheshbin, he says something gevaldic. He says it's true. The Amiram themselves weren't bucking Chaseris V'Yaseiris. And as a result, they couldn't count the letters in the Sefer Torah to know if the Vav of Gichon is Lahai Gisa or the Vav of Gichon is Lahai Gisa. But at the end of the day, the Amiram didn't say that because we don't know how to write a Sefer Torah, let's stop writing Sefer Torah. To the contrary, Nimnu V'gamru, we're going to write Sefer Torah and we're going to write it in a certain way. However, they were machriya the way to write a Sefer Torah, but they were machriya something. We have Sefer Torah. There have been many Sefer Torah that were written since this man of the Amiram. So they came up with a mahalach of how you're supposed to write a Sefer Torah. Achri Rabbi Mahatus, Torah Loi B'Shanayim. Once they came up with a way of how you're supposed to write a Sefer Torah, that's a psak halacha, what a kosher Sefer Torah is. If that's what a kosher Sefer Torah is, if you write it that way, you're making the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. Torah Loi B'Shanayim. So if Torah Loi B'Shanayim, we don't care what Klapi Shmaya is a kosher Sefer Torah when it comes to whether or not we're being Mekayim the Mitzvah or not. What we need to do is what the Chachamim say we're supposed to do. Once the Chachamim, when Nimnu V'Gamru, how are you supposed to write a Sefer Torah? Said, that's the way you write a Sefer Torah. Maybe they got it wrong. Torah Lebe Shamayimi. That's the mice with Rebbe Eliezer, with the Tanar Achnoi, with the Tanam seem to have gotten wrong. Rebbe Eliezer was proving with all his moifsim and everything that he was right with the Tanar Achnoi. But Torah Lebe Shamayimi, that's one of the most important yisoidis, like the Chassam Sofer says in Tshuvas, Reish Ches, and Erechan. But the point is, everyone knows Torah Lebe Shamayimi. That's from the yisoidis. Okay, so you're right. Klapi Shmaya, maybe somewhere in the Mesoira, we're off by a Vav here and a Vav there. I hear. It's not Kishmak. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, once the Chachamim decided what they thought, kefi havanasa,
The way you're supposed to write a Sefer Torah, that's a Psak Halacha, what a kosher Sefer Torah is. Mill, you have to go ahead right now, and you have to write it that way. Interesting, the Maram Shik says another Pshat, a Kodshim Digger Pshat. He says, V'hinei Oida Marti, the Hadach Seris V'yaseris Poislin Yalfinon Mi Teres Hashem Temima. It's not down from the Pasuk Teres Hashem Temima. Temima means it can't be any Chaseris. So says the Maram Shik, it could be, therefore, the Mechayev, that there shouldn't be Chaseris, is the idea of Tamim. Where else do you find Tamim? It says a kachem. When it comes to a carbon has to be tamim right in the beginning of Vayikra. The oila has to be tamim. It had to be full. It couldn't be a mum. Now a mum in kachem has to be a mum shabagali. If it's a mum shabaseser, it's not considered a mum. That means only a mum shabagali is a stirut to tamim. But a mum shabaseser is not a stirut to tamim. So it says the Ram Shik, Yesh Loimar, that if you have a mum shabaseser, that's going to be not a stira to tamim, only a mum shabagali. If you have a shayla chseris v'yaseris, where there's a machlokes, chachamim hold this way, some chachamim hold that way. His lashon is the pligi chachamim zebekoy bekai gavna loy havimum. That's a mum shabaseser. That's not a mum shabagali. Means you're missing something very noticeable in the Torah. The fact that karnes, and there's a few talmidei chachamim that grab them know that karnes is supposed to be chaser and it's written mole, or it's supposed to be mole, it's written chaser, even if it's a mum klapi shmai. A mum klapi shmai is not a mum. That's a mum shabaseser. It has to be a mum shabagali where everybody realizes that this is a mum. A mum chaser ever is a mum. It has to be something that everybody notices. This type of mum is not a noticeable mum. The reason why chaseris is a problem is we look at it as a mum, so it's defined, it's governed by the guidelines of mum in kachim. This would not be considered a woman. Kachem is not considered a woman in a Sefer Torah. So it's not the pshat that a Sefer Torah can't be chaser mole. The Sefer Torah can't have a mum. And the definition of mum is whatever the definition of mum is as it relates to kachem. And I'll just tell you one other interesting thing. And that is, so this idea, the Baal Tosfos said that Hashash shalanu chilek al asfarim shalanu, as if the Amiraim had one Sefer Torah and we have another Sefer Torah. So it's interesting that the Rambam, and this is really a conversation for itself, but the Rambam in the end of the 8th parak of Hilchas Tfilin u'mezuzah v'sefer Torah says something fascinating. So the Rambam's about to go through many, many, many halachas. It's g'day to see it inside of how you're supposed to write a sefer Torah. He's talking specifically about the psuchos and the stumos. Listen to a lashon Rambam. L'fisha ro'isi shibush gadol b'chol ha'svarim. I've seen mistakes in svarim. Regarding the psuchos and the stumos, he's not discussing the words of the Torah. He's discussing the psuchos and the stumos. The chaim bali hamesoyrish a koisvu mechabrim leidia stumos vapsuchos nechloku bedvarim elu kamachloikis hasvarim shasaim chenaleim. So being that I've seen some confusion, says the Rambam, roisi lichtoiv hine kol parshiyos haTorah. I'm going to write every parsh in the Torah has stumos vapsuchos vetsurois hashiros, the way the shiros is supposed to be written kidei lasakin aleim kol hasvarim ulagia mehem. Says the Rambam, the Sefer says Samachnu all the Bedvar Meilo. Says, where am I getting it from? Rambam didn't have a dream. Nobody came to him. Bechaloyim, Benavua. How did the Rambam know what the right way to do it is? He says, I'm relying on the Sefer Hayadua B'Mitzrayim, a Sefer Torah that was in Mitzrayim, Shukoyl Arbav Esrim Sfarim. Doesn't just have the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, but it has all Chavdal at Sifrei Tanakh. Shehoyu B'ri Yerushalayim Mikam Meshanim, it was in Yerushalayim for many years. Lagia Bimenu Asfarim. Va'olav Hoyu Akol Samchem. Everybody used to rely on this Sefer. Levi Shehigiyu Ben Asher. Because this was edited by Ben Asher. V'diktek Boi Shonim. V'higiyu Pamim Rabbis K'moy Shehitiku. And says the Rambam, Va'olav Samachti B'Sefer Torah Shekosafti K'il Chosoy. And the Rambam says, I wrote a Sefer Torah. Interesting. And the Rambam says, when I wrote my Sefer Torah, I relied on the text of Ben Asher. So who exactly was Ben Asher? His name was Aaron Ben Asher. He came from an illustrious family of people that were became in Torah Shebiksav, and they were very oisek in these diktukim of Torah Shebiksav. Like I said, it's a conversation for itself. So last week we spoke about Eldad Hadani. Today we have Aaron ben Asher, but the Rambam says that when it came to his Messiah, his Yeshem of Messiahs, when he wrote his Sefer Torah and the way he paskin in his Mishnah Torah, it was all based on the Messiah of Aaron ben Asher. Either way, Zokta Gemara, Abyssal Vaita, Kol Anita Nal Mizbeach Apim. So the first part of the Mishnah discussed Korbanos that were brought in the Mizbeach Achitzai. The last line of the Mishnah discussed is Korbanos that were brought in the Mizbeach Apnimi. The Mizbeach Apnimi is a whole different halacha. They're all the Hazais. So it's not only one or two, Beisilva, Beishamai, over there, all four are Me'akiv. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. How do I know that? It's learned out from the Pasuk in the Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur of Mesechtes Hayri's fame. So the Pasuk over there says, Va'asala Par,
Kasha also leparachatos. Ken yasa loy v'chipar aleim akoyim v'nislach lohem. So the context over there is the Torah mentions two specific karbonis chatos. The first is the par koyim Mashiach. The second is the par halam davar shol tzipa. So we know if a person does an aver b'shoyk, which is dinei karis, he has to bring a karbon chatos. What if the one that did that, the one that was chayte, was the nasi as in the melech. So the halacha is, in that case, the koyim Mashiach. So he has to bring not an ordinary chatos, but he brings an upgraded chatos. He brings what's known as the par koyim Mashiach. And the Torah details exactly what he's supposed to do with that par. Number one, v'tovel ha-koyin es etzboi v'adam, v'hizom in adam sheva pomim l'fnei Hashem es pnei pareichas ha-koyidesh. He has the spritz on the pareichas, or kenega the pareichas, 7 times. Additionally, the koyin has to then take dam, and he has to do 4 more hazois on the 4 karnes ha-mizbeach. So it's 11 hazois in total. 7 kenega the pareches, and then another 4, one on each one of the karnes. Then the Torah mentions the parhal of davar shel tzibur. That's the next parasha, and the Torah says the parhal of davar shel tzibur do the same thing, same exact thing. It says vehevi v'tovel akoyin es etzboi min adam v'hiza sheva pomel lufnei Hashem es pnei pareches u'min adam yitein al karnes hamizbeach. Same thing, another 4 times. Then the pasuk says, "Va'asal par," you should do for the par koyim Mashiach, kasher asal parachatas. Everything you did for the previous par, kein yasaloi v'chipar le'makoyim and nislach lehem. So the diuk is very, very obvious. It's glaring. It's a mumsha begolui, so to speak. It screams at you. The Torah tells you how to bring the par koyim Mashiach. Then the Torah tells you how to bring the par helm davar shel tzibur. And the Torah literally repeats itself, because you bring the par helm davar shel tzibur the same way you bring the par koyim Mashiach. And then the Torah says, bring the par helm davar shel tzibur in the same way that you brought the par koyim Mashiach. Now, the Torah not told me the way I'm supposed to bring the par koyim Mashiach, the par helm davar shel tzibur, so then it would make sense. I don't know how to bring the par helm davar shel tzibur. Bring it the same way, va'asa kasher asa. But the Torah told me how to bring the par helm davar shel tzibur. So why does it have to then say, bring it the same way you brought the par koyim Mashiach? I already know how you're supposed to bring it, and I know it's the same way you prepare to bring the par koyim Mashiach. At this point, what you have is extra. What do you do when you have something extra in kachin? It's ma'ak. It's like the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Va'asa kacher asa. Ma balumoid. Lichboil ba'aza asai. The reason the Torah said again, bring it the way you brought the par koyim Mashiach, is to chazer it over. V'limechim chisa achas mikola matonois. Li'asa v'lochlom. To tell me that all the hazois, when it comes to the par helab dover shel tzibor, are going to be ma'ak. Now the parallel of davar shel tzibur was brought in the mizbeach ha'pnimi. That's how you know this yisoid, that if it was brought in the mizbeach ha'pnimi, it's ma'ak. Now we see it so far only for the parallel of davar shel tzibur. But for now, the parallel of davar shel tzibur, which was brought on the mizbeach ha'pnimi, all the hazayis are ma'ak. In the yellow matin shef, a shema'ak, v'es b'chol ma'akim, matin dal minayim. Maybe only the zayin that were on the pareches, maybe only those are ma'ak. How do you know when the Torah says va'asa kasher asa, it's going back on all 11? Maybe it's going on 7. Matin dal minayim, tamud loymar. Cain, yeah, Yasa. Cain Yasa is l'rabo. It's not just the 7 that went on the pareiches on ma'akev, but the other 4 on ma'akev as well. When it says lapar, va'asa lapar, ze par yom kippurim. That's coming to be married with the par yom kippurim, which was also a chatos penimi that the Kohen Gadol brought on your kippur. That too, it's hazoyis or all ma'akev. Kasher also, when it says that lapar, ze par koyim Mashiach. That tells me that the par koyim Mashiach is ma'akev, meaning the par helam davar shel tzibur was the one that had the extra one. It was extra because it's written already by the par koyim Mashiach. But how do you know that the par koyim Mashiach itself is ma'akiv? There it only says it once. So la par is ma'akiv, but that the par koyim Mashiach as well. Hachatas, when it says hachatas elu sir avaydus kechavim, it's referring to the soir avaydus kechavim. The par helam davar shel tzibur was brought if the avera that Klal Yisrael did was anything other than avodah zarah. If it was avodah zarah, in addition to the par, there was also a soyer. That soyer was also nasa b'fnim, and that soyer too, the hazoyis are going to be ma'akiv. Yochashani marba af siri ha'regolim and siri rosha chadashim. I would think to be marba the siri ha'regolim and the siri rosha chadashim, which were not chatoyis that were born in mizbeach ha'pnimi. These were chatoyis that were born in mizbeach ha'chitzayim. Talmud loy mar loy. It says Cain Yasa loy is mematos chatos. Ma roy is the rabbi say loy is elu. How do I know to be marba the par yom kippurim and the siri avodas kechavim and the par koyim Mashiach? Maybe I should be marba the siri arugolim and the siri rosh chadoshim. So the gemara achshvi ve'akasef amiyit. Being the Torah was marba and the Torah was memayit. Marba ni yaseilu shemechapan al beres mitzvus yidua. Umoyt seni elu shemechapan al beres mitzvus yidua. Makes more sense to be marba something that's mechaper for a mitzvah yidua, and not to be marba something that's not mechaper for a mitzvah yidua. The siri regolim and the siri rosh chadoshim are dafke mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav,
where there was no yediyah, being that the mechaper where there was no yediyah, it's less similar to the parallel of Davish al-Tzibur, as opposed to, for example, the Siri Avodas Kechavim. It's for a chet yedua, where Klai Yisrael realized afterwards, v'noida hachatas, they found that afterwards, that they did an avera of Avodah Zarah, b'shaykh, y'apishin, whatever, but the point is, it's an avera yedua, it's more similar, so we're going to be marba all the chatois ha-pnimiyos, and we're going to be moitzi the chatois that were nasa b'chotz. When it says in that same pasuk, v'chiper, again, we're darshaning every word in this pasuk. Va'asalapar, kasha asalapar hachatos, kein yasaloi. So we darshan the first half of the pasuk, and then the pasuk concludes, v'chiper aleim hakoyin, v'nislach lohem. V'chiper is coming the rabbis. That even though we're discussing what's ma'akiv, but there's actually something that's not ma'akiv. V'chiper afal pishaloi samach, v'nislach afal pishaloi nasan shirai. That even though we said that zois, the seven on the pereiches, the four that went on the mizbech ha'pimer, or ma'akiv, but there are things that are not ma'akif, specifically smicha and shficha shirayim. Man rois lifsal ba'azoyis ul'achsh ba'smicha v'shirayim. How do you know what to tell me is ma'akif, what's not ma'akif? Tell me the hazoyis are ma'akif, and those things are ma'akif. Amrit poysal ba'azoyis ha'ma'akif v'chol mokoyim. It makes sense to say that the hazoyis are ma'akif, because hazoyis are the ikar. That's what's always ma'akif. Ma'ach sh'ani b'smicha v'shirayim, she'i ma'akif v'chol mokoyim, as opposed to smicha and shirayim, which you don't ever find on ma'akif. So we're going to say that those things are not going to be ma'akif either. Either way, the Gemara just brought a brisa. Kitzer, it's a very short omen, and Daf Mem, the Gemara is going to go into this brisa in greater detail.